remember the video that went along with this song, Colin? I'll bet you do. Remember the Deuce Ford Coupe and
Eliminator
and the loaded with long-legged ladies for a sharp-dressed man. Hey, well, all right, never mind. I know. Silly little things that don't mean anything, but disc jockeys remember and you hang on to. But regardless of that, good morning. It's the talk show. Mikey J's across the console. Good morning, Mikey.
Morning.
And Colin is across the console as well. Good morning, Colin.
How you doing?
We're down to the last stretch of days before the election, and it is going to be, you know, are the ads even more stringent and even more absolutely irritating this year than in the past?
I feel like it. I've seen a lot more of them this year. A lot more local.
That's wise.
He had the word for it. What was your word today that you came up with? Hyperbolic?
Yes. I don't know if I came up with it. I'm pretty sure that's a real word.
It is a real word, but it was the word. It was what you used to describe. And I said, there's exaggeration. I mean, it's fear and exaggeration.
I think Mikey had the best description. It's more irritating because there are even more of them than usual.
Well, the other thing is there's so many PACs. I can't figure out. And we've got also news. They're buying even news. They're buying national. They're on the national Sean Hannity spots coming up all of the last 3 days of next week. It's like, okay.
Yeah, you can't get away from it.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Internet videos, radio, television, everywhere you look. It's a lot of local ads.
Even
Joni Ernst, Teresa Greenfield, Kim Reynolds.
My wife had school conferences last night, so I had, it was dinner by myself, and I said, I'll see what's on the news. Every break was four commercials, and four political commercials every break.
Yep.
And you'd have the candidate A who's going against candidate B, A, B, then another one, and then C and D. It was like picking, okay, which one of these is worse than the other? I don't know. Anyway.
It's an avalanche of ads this
avalanche,
year.
Avalanche, yeah. Avalanche of ads. And I think it's because, obviously, we are what they call a battleground state because we have a Senate race that is very close right now, as if you didn't know, $250 million, I almost said billion, $250 million. Is it over $250 million to being spent on this?
Oh no, it was 250.
About $250 million, at least. I'm going to guess it's not going to get any less for the next few days. What do you think?
Yeah, it's just going to keep ramping up until the election finally gets here.
Okay, yeah. So somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, and this is a battleground state, also considered a battleground state for Trump versus Biden. Because we've been what we call a purple state. I don't know where the red and blue became, why they started using that, other than the fact that there's two of the colors that are in the flag. But regardless of anything, what I was saying is we had, by the way, if anybody, our phone lines are open at 754-1490. I did say, and I mentioned it today, the fact is, long time, for years, we did the open phone. There was a recorded open that said, fair comments regarding public officials are accepted. Fair comments regarding all issues, as long as yes, you can have opinions. We don't mind that. But by making accusations, we know that, and I was saying this, and Dean, look, you can call in, Dean. But you can't use, if you're going to use the term McCarthyism, you got to at least use it in, you know, hey, refer to why it is what it is. And also, look, we know that all Democrats don't hate Christians. We don't know that, Christians by the million, you know, be as factual, you know, at least if you're going to make a point, but don't make it using just accusations and wild thoughts like that. As I said, I felt bad. I had to cut him off. And if you're going to call earlier, too, because when we get down to the end of the hour, usually we like to wrap things up by kind of focusing on what is going on. But other than that, if you've got an opinion on something, by all means, 754-1490. We did have a story. It was a 93-year-old woman, her death wish. She was her deathbed wish was said, no flowers at my funeral. Just don't vote for Trump. That was her deathbed wish. Well, obviously, it hit social media, and obviously...
And it blew up in the way only social media can blow that up.
Yeah, and, you know, I think social media has... Now we're hearing about Iran and Russia both involved trying to, you know, doing... sending out emails, distorted emails, trying to get their emails that they're saying that they're somebody else that are coming to you. I haven't seen any. I didn't get any. Have you got any?
I've been getting emails left and right, and I mean anything that says Donald Trump in my inbox, I just, you know, I have a filtered pretty much all political ads go straight into the trash can in my inbox. But I get 15 a day probably from Donald Trump supporting. You know, groups trying to get me to donate money or getting me to buy merchandise. I'm that's where I've been really inundated is my inbox.
This info at KBUR is our station that's for news. If I were to add up how many Team Joni press office emails I get, it would be at least 50 a day.
Oh, it's more than that for all combined because I get ones for Biden. Trump, Joni, Teresa, I get them for Sherry Bustos, too, and her opponent, and I get them from all over the place.
And I tell you what I do when I get them, I'm doing exactly what I do, one, two, three, and then they just got four in the last, within the last 15 minutes, and I just went delete, 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 delete. So,
it's a bit much.
It's, you're not going to win. Yeah, I mean, it's like, why are you sending me? You're sending me this, and it's distorted. It's distortion at the very least. Both sides on both the presidential campaign, I'd say almost on any campaign, are using distortion and exaggeration and to try to make a point. And the problem is, it works. Lies or negative ads. They work, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I heard an interesting point. There was a study recently done, and they found that people are more like it's harder to convince somebody that they were wrong.
I just got another one, by the way.
Of course, it's harder to convince someone they were wrong I forget how I'm trying to phrase this. Essentially, once somebody has taken the information in. It's very hard to get them to change their mind about it because people don't like to admit that they're wrong about something or they've been duped. It's more easy to believe that that thing is fake, that you're saying that it's fake news, than somebody has told me a lie. It's very hard that once you've made that first impression to get rid of that first impression. And so it's kind of a psychological thing, and that's why all these social media stuff – you know, or these tweets and memes that you see going around, it's a very complex issue, pretty much distilled down to 10 words, and it doesn't do it justice how things work. You know, a five-word, you know, post or little thing on your Facebook about socialism really doesn't solve anything or help anyone learn more about what your point is. What it does is it distorts people's view of how it is. Or this is bad, or that's bad. You know, Republicans are trying to kill us, or the Democrats are trying to take away our rights.
What scares me is that, well, we have this, and I can say, God willing, we'll have this thing come to an end on the 3rd of November. I don't think, though, that it's really going to be at an end, because I have a feeling there is going to be all kinds of maneuvering going on. On the 4th of November, would you agree with me?
I think only if the election is very close, we'll see a lot of that maneuvering.
I think it will be. I really do. I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know.
I don't trust any news source about, you know, polling data.
I know.
About how it's supposed to look. It could be a tight type election. I could totally see that, but I could also see it going staggeringly to one side or the other, and I can't tell you which side it's going to be.
Well, we are talking about the fact is there's been a quote, I believe, was it Kamala Harris talking? I think it was using a quote about, you know, that Donald Trump doesn't care about you. He only cares about the stock market. Well, I'm sorry, but the stock market,
doesn't care about the economy. He cares about the stock market. I think is what it was, something like that.
He
wants to stake the economy on the stock market.
Yeah, and well, the stock market really does indicate, and confidence in that stock market. It also indicates business. It tells you whether businesses that are doing well tend to.
The stock market is
the
economy.
It is. And,
And it helps bolster the strength of our dollar.
It's also
which
where.
Essentially, you know, makes also, our money worth more.
It's also where a lot of us are looking at, our mutual funds that we hope will be able to allow us to someday retire.
Yeah.
You know, grow. And because interest rates are like, you know, like almost down to zero. So, I think it really does. And the people that say the stock market, that's nobody who's got money in the market. Well, I see a lot of people have money in the market, and the market, money in the market or the stock market does reflect in many ways the market overall. And confidence in that stock market also is what affects, a lot of people, normal people, you, me, even Colin. Yes, you will have money in the. You will have. I think have you established a 401k here yet?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, he will. You will. Right.
Yeah. I certainly have a 401k.
Yeah,
I get
right.
The quarterly statements telling me, you know, not much.
Yeah, I know, but it's, and I put it away in a file, yep. and what can I say, let it go, but the fact is the accusations that who's right, who's wrong. I think this whole format tonight with the mute button. Well, I don't know. The question I was going to ask is, when you make six segments. That are six 15-minute segments in the 90-minute debate, and they all start with a two-minute statement from each of the candidates. And when that statement is being made, and they'll rotate, when that statement's being made, the other candidate's mic will be off, and then a candidate will have 2 minutes with no interruptions. The next candidate will have 2 minutes with no interruptions. They will then have discussion between the two, where the mics will both be on. I have a feeling that may be pretty wild and crazy, but I don't think it's not going to be as nuts as the first debate.
The ability to turn off the microphone for the other person while one of them's talking is definitely going to at least let us hear what each of them have to say and get a few points out. But I hope they just. I think it all depends on the moderation, because I saw in the town hall things that they had. It seemed very stacked against Donald Trump that, you know, they were asking Joe Biden softball, easy questions, and then they were just arguing with Donald Trump over things that he said in the past the entire time.
Well, and I think it was a clear contrast in style and a clear contrast in the way. Yeah, it's softball.
I'm
questions.
Just hoping they don't use the mute button as a way to just keep Donald Trump from talking. You know, he has, despite the fact that a lot of people don't like him, he has every right to say his opinion as much as Joe Biden has to say his. You know,
and I think
so. As long as they use the mute button responsibly, I don't have a problem with it.
I don't
it.
See that happening, but I don't.
Oh, I could. I mean, Chris Wallace lost complete control of that first debate. What I'm saying is, if Chris Wallace had a mute button, it would have shut down Donald Trump completely in that debate, because Chris Wallace was fed up with Donald Trump and he would have just muted everything he said. And then we wouldn't have been able to hear anything, and it would have been all about how Chris Wallace and was muting Donald Trump.
And then the storyline would have been that Biden was getting this extra
that the
help.
The debate was rigged.
Extra help, and the debate was rigged. It really wasn't a debate. And that and they had the town hall. There wasn't that the town hall's going on simultaneously. that really didn't tell us much at all, did it?
No. Because what you're not going to tune into the other guy.
Yeah.
You're going to tune into the guy you already like, and you're not going to learn anything from
Although
it.
Although I think a lot of people did flip back and forth. I think there was a lot of back and forth. And I think
I'd like to see the numbers on that.
I don't know, but as from my standpoint, do I watch many of these things live? No.
No, I watch them the next day.
Them the next day, and I hear them the next day. I see them the next day. And we are carrying, by the way, we're carrying the debate tonight. We will carry the 1 hour pre-show on Fox News Radio, and then we will carry the full 90-minute debate uninterrupted, and then we will go to regular programming. So you can you'll hear all of the debate, but we're not going to have all of the talking heads analyze for you what they thought the person did, the instant analysis, so to speak. Let you be the judge. I think people know already what they want to hear, and they'll have. I think people are the best judge of really. They don't need to have a talking head tell them what Donald Trump said or what Joe Biden said. I think they can make their own mind up. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I think hearing their words yourself before they've been distorted, before you've been told what they mean.
Anyway, well, we're talking about anything and everything. We're going to take a break for news, and we do have phone lines open, 754-1490. What I would like to know is how many people, we had something like, over what, half a million, I believe, as of Monday, half a million ballots had already been sent in Iowa.
Just over it, yeah.
Just over half a million.
Received.
And over 800,000 requests for absentee ballots.
That's remarkable.
Which is, that's a lot of absentee ballots, a lot of mail-in ballots in the state of Iowa. News on the way.
The Kirk Ferentz era continues in Iowa City.
Interception. Neiman with the pick. Is it a pick six? It is. Touchdown, Iowa.
Here we go. On your home for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Iowa travels to Purdue for the season opener this Saturday with pregame at 12:30. Brought to you by Standard of Beaverdale, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Ritter's Garden Center and Landscaping on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Richard Broadcasting is a locally owned media and entertainment company specializing in live events, radio, digital, and social media. We provide information and entertainment to the local community and trusted marketing solutions to area businesses. Richard Broadcasting currently has a space available for an account representative, and we're looking for a community-oriented individual to join our sales team. As an account representative for Richard Broadcasting, you will identify and develop new business opportunities to sell radio, digital, and special events to prospective clients. Your goal will be to grow client relationships you create and help our customers achieve their marketing objectives. You will have the opportunity to use your experience to make our customers successful. To be seriously considered for this position, you must be an enthusiastic and hardworking person who thrives in a fast-paced, high-growth, rapidly changing culture and environment. Interested? Send your cover letter and resume to Richard Broadcasting, 610 North 4th Street, Suite 300, Burlington, Iowa, 52601. Or email marketing@burlingtonradio.com. No calls, please. Richard Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's go! Go! With Go Go Squeeze! We're going, growing, standing tall. Climbing, laughing, hide and seeking, giving our all.
Kids' days are filled with adventure, and Go-Go Squeeze is there for every run, jump, step of the way. Made from wholesome ingredients like 100% fruit and veggies, real yogurt, and no artificial anything. In go-anywhere pouches, so our kids can keep going wherever their adventures take them. Go-Go Squeeze. You make the memories, we'll make the snacks. Find us in the apple puff aisle.
Let's go!
The Home Depot's Pack Store Save event has all your storage solutions in one place. Like the exclusive Husky 77-inch steel shelving unit, backed by a lifetime warranty. Each shelf safely holds up to 1,500 pounds, and right now it's only $169, so you can organize your space without cleaning out your wallet. Order online at homedepot.com/storage. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through September 7th while supplies last.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News brought to you by Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill, featuring a full menu including seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, and appetizers, as well as nightly specials. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. In observance of the DEA's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, the Burlington Police Department and the Southeast Iowa Narcotics Task Force will be hosting a drug take-back event on Saturday, October 24th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Burlington Police Department at 201 Jefferson Street. This is being done in order to allow residents to discard any expired or unwanted prescription medication in an effort to reduce the risk of prescription drug abuse. Hypodermic needles, thermometers, and compressed gas cylinders, asthma inhalers, will not be accepted this year. The number of Iowa residents dying from the coronavirus is quickly rising again after weeks of increasing hospitalizations and outbreaks at nursing homes. The Iowa Department of Public Health reported 31 new deaths from the virus Wednesday, the most confirmed in a 24-hour period since the beginning of the pandemic. That does not mean that 31 people died in one day. Instead, it means that the state received 31 new reports of confirmed COVID-19 deaths through medical examiners and death certificates. Many of the deaths happened a few or several days ago. As Illinois battles a resurgence of the coronavirus, Governor Pritzker is laying groundwork for distributing a vaccine when it becomes available. Pritzker said Wednesday that the vaccines will first go to healthcare workers battling the virus, long-term care residents, and other vulnerable populations. But beyond that, he says the plan will take shape around what the federal government approves. Officials say a vaccine could be available by the year's end at the earliest. Illinois reported 69 new deaths from the virus on Wednesday and 4,352 new infections. An Iowa-based electric utility says it has idled nearly four dozen power-generating wind turbines after huge blades broke off two turbines in recent weeks. The Des Moines Register reports that MidAmerican Energy has paused the use of 46 turbines it has identified as having similar blades, which are about 177 feet long and weigh 18,000 pounds. The company acknowledged that one blade on a turbine near Patton fell Thursday into an empty field. In mid-September, another blade on a turbine near Adele crashed into a cornfield. Similar incidents were reported in April and in October of 2019 at Adair County Wind Farms. No one was hurt in any of these incidents. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is recommended for confirmation to the Supreme Court by the Senate Judiciary Committee, with all 12 Republicans voting in favor and Democrats just not showing up. Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham.
I've been here a while and I've never seen anyone more capable than Judge Barrett on the law.
Full Senate confirmation is expected Monday. President Trump and Joe Biden debate tonight in Nashville with microphones muted during the other's initial answer to questions. Frank Fahrenkopf, co-chairman of the Commission on Presidential Debates, tells Fox it's not really a rule change.
They agreed that the first 2 minutes of each would be uninterrupted for each of them. Now, it didn't work out that way in the first debate, as you know. There were interruptions. So we haven't changed any rules. We just have put in the system where when one is talking just for that two-minute period, the other can't interfere.
Kristen Welker of NBC News is tonight's moderator. America's listening to Fox News.
Kelly O'Shea's Pub wants you to feel at home. That's why they've created an atmosphere that encourages their guests to connect with their friendly owners and staff. It's a warm, laid-back environment where everyone is smiling, laughing, and really enjoying themselves. Stop in for a cold brew and try one of their amazing nightly specials. Wednesday's Taco Night, Thursday's Shea Tales, and Friday's Seafood and Whole Catfish. Kelly O'Shea's Pub. A friendly welcome is always waiting for you. South Main Street in Burlington, online at kellyoshea's.com. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Dense fog advisory is in effect till noon today. We are looking at dense fog lingering this morning. Otherwise, cloudy skies, then clearing, sunny, and breezy this afternoon. High to 79 degrees. Winds this afternoon will be picking up from the south 15 to 20, gusting to 30 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, showers and thunderstorms 80% likely, low down to 42. And then mostly cloudy on Friday, showers and thunderstorms 60% likely, mainly in the morning at a high of 46. Right now, fog and 52.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are modestly in the red this morning on Wall Street. Investors haven't gotten word yet that an economy-boosting stimulus bill is coming anytime soon from Washington. Another 750,000 people applied for unemployment benefits just last week. 787,000, but it was the first week under 800,000 in 2 months. Investors don't like that coronavirus cases are rising around the country, including a surge in Chicago. Many hotspots have new restrictions, from Boston to North Carolina to New Mexico. Tesla shares are jumping after it reported its fifth profitable quarter in a row. American and Southwest each posted quarterly losses. Southwest says it'll start selling middle seats again in December. AT&T's quarter came in better than forecast. The Arby's chain is entering a new market, Mexico. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the markets returning to pre-coronavirus levels, unemployment rates shifting, and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text the word MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411. Text the word MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
In the aftermath of COVID, Iowa's working families can't afford Tom Courtney's tax and spend schemes. Tom Courtney saddled us with more than $1 billion in debt. On top of that, Tom Courtney voted to waste millions on needless projects like heated sidewalks, a golf tournament, and courthouse furniture in Des Moines. To pay for his spending, Tom Courtney supported a massive $120 million tax hike on farms and small businesses. Don't let Tom Courtney put our working families farther behind.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin. When you're in the batter's box, you've always got to be ready for the curve. I was drafted by the Detroit Tigers out of high school, but decided to play at the University of Iowa instead. When I didn't get drafted again, my plans had to change. 2020 has thrown us all a nasty curveball. We've got to rebuild our economy with the right policies. Together, we can bring back family-supporting jobs, open new opportunities for our farmers, and strengthen our schools. Let's knock this year out of the park. I'm Tim Goodwin, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by Republican Party of Iowa, authorized by Tim Goodwin.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news.
The weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Good morning. It is an open phone day today. Mikey J's across the console. We've got Colin Letty across the console this past week. What is it? Eight former Iowa players said they need $20 million.
They want $20 million. They also want Coach Ferentz fired.
They want Coach Ferentz fired and his son, Brian Ferentz, fired as well.
And Gary Barta fired.
And the athletic director fired. And I'm not even sure what to think about the fact. I think it's like jumping on the bandwagon. I guess that's what it seems like to me. What do you think?
Yeah. It's a sign of the times. It's, and I'm not familiar with all eight of these players that and when they played or whatnot. But it seems like if it was a big problem, it would have come up at some point by now. And I believe there's a lot of other people standing behind the program currently at the moment. But I see it as kind of trying to take advantage of the environment that's going on right now.
I think so, too.
It's very racially charged in the news and with the protests and things going on.
What do we see?
I think NBA.
What do we see during the NBA playoffs? Yeah, I think there's... they're saying, okay, if the sensitivity is there, then we might as well get our share of the cash. And I know that maybe sounds harsh, but it does seems to be the way that things are right now. I mean, right?
What is so strange about this lawsuit? What doesn't make sense to me is if you experience some ill treatment, by somebody in that program. Why does the school owe you millions of dollars? Did you report that person to any sort of, like, if there's some evidence that someone was being treated racially, discriminated against based on the race, and treated harshly, if there's some evidence for that, I'm all for taking action against the person that did that.
Why does
the school owe you $20 million?
They fired the strength coach, who apparently said some nasty things to some players over the course of time, and they fired him. He was the highest paid strength coach in the United States, all college football.
Did you
know that?
Yeah. No.
The strength coach was making $1 million a year. Yeah.
Must be nice. How do I get that?
Yeah.
Pick that heavy thing up.
Well, he doesn't.
Now do it again.
He doesn't have that job anymore, but I'm betting that somebody's probably hired him you better be pretty darn good to make $1 million a year, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully you know what you're doing, or else you're just taking advantage of the system.
Well,
where does it become the school's responsibility? You know,
that's exactly right. I don't know.
And I mean, that's the major question here. If all this stuff was reported to the school and reported to the proper authorities, and this guy was allowed to keep his job despite that, then yeah, I could see some damages coming against the school. They're partly to blame. But if the school didn't know about many of these transgressions that are being claimed,
at least two of these guys ended up playing pro football.
Yeah,
so two of the eight. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so they were discriminated against so much that they got enough playing time to make it into the NBA.
Akram Wadley was MVP of the bowl game that he was in. He was the star running back for the season.
And so that's what I don't understand about this whole thing. Where does it become the school's responsibility to pay you out a bunch of money because somebody in this program was
because
bad?
Because they need money right now, and they want
money.
They want money.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me. It seems like people are using the race issue to try to fold a little bit and chill out. They don't expect $20 million, but they're going to get something if they keep pushing it.
The environment is such that it's favorable for them to try and do what they do to try to get more money. And I think they said the lawyer said it's not about the money. You know, when somebody tells you it's not really about the money.
It's always about the money. Wasn't about the money, then take the money out of the lawsuit. Yeah. If that's not what it's about, then take the money out of it.
Now several months back. They came back and there was the firing of the strength coach. They had and there was sensitivity training and sensitivity about. And the fact is, they went through a number of things, saying that we need to be conscious of the fact that what's going on within the program and all parts of the program, and if there's something offensive that's going on, or people are being treated unfairly, or there's racial things that are going on that are not right, then you need to clean it up, and that's one of the things they stressed and they worked on. I mean, I don't know what else. This was done. This is a few months ago, and I don't know whether I think this environment we're in this year, everything is sort of warped. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like we don't know when the end of this doggone thing is. We think we hope we know. We hope it's soon rather than later. Sooner rather than later. But we still don't know, and I don't know how, and I don't know when we'll know for sure. We should have. Will the vaccine do it? It's got to help. Will this remdesivir and treatments and things like that? We seem to have, in general, less people dying, but apparently more people becoming positive about it. We've have more super spreader events that are going on. Let's go to the phones right now. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
This is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
I got a question for you. If I were to give a politician $1 million, do you think I'd expect something in return for that $1 million?
Well, yes. I just think you would. I really do think you would.
Well, yeah. Do you think in our lifetime we can ever figure out a way to get money out of politics?
Yeah, it's really easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really easy. You make a law that says that that no campaign is allowed to take more than a certain amount of money from one person at a time.
Jack, you remember back in the old days, I think I'm going back to the 70s when campaign finance reform came out, and had matching. Nobody could invest more than $50. No individual could spend more than could give a donation of more than $50. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I can remember that.
And you had to have you could make as much and small donors you couldn't have corporate interests could not spend unlimited amounts of money. Right now, it's Katie bar the door. They can spend. If they want to spend, Bill Gates decided that he wanted to spend $20 billion to get somebody elected, he could spend $20 billion.
I personally think the country would be better served without, if we pass a law that banned political ads, you're not allowed to advertise for or against any campaign through any sort of mass media, that being, the radio, television, all this other stuff. I think so many people's lives would be enriched by that. And to get your information, you would actually have to pay attention to the debates and the news, and you're not just being fed talking points by whichever news organization.
I can't say something because I know our sales department is. They're not crying that, okay, all right, I guess we'll take more of your money, okay? I mean, but I think that's the reality is that distortion seems to be the rule of the campaign. Unlimited amounts of money apparently just flowing in. As I said, the Ernst and Greenfield race, Jack, is I've never seen anything like it in Iowa politics. I mean, I've heard about it, but not here.
Kind of nasty, isn't it?
Nasty. It's my wife, but she can't decide whether it's the Wicked Witch of the East or the Wicked Witch of the West.
Well, the Wicked Witch of the West lives in California.
So I know.
Well, I just kind of wonder. It's like, and I'm not saying this to be criticizing or critical, but these people do not care about us at all as long as they can get the money, and once they get elected, you're nothing. I mean, if they've got corporate sponsors or individuals that they have to take care of, or they don't get elected again.
Then there's no doubt about it. You said money doesn't buy votes. Doggone wrong.
Well,
that is a flat out lie.
Well, that's all I wanted to make a comment on.
And is money? Sure. Does money influence how you are as a if you do get into office?
Yep.
Yes. So all of these ethical things that are supposedly going on. We've got the governor. What, $21 million for office staff during the
No, that's just for a new program.
Is it an office
staffing and HR program?
Staffing and HR program. Okay, well, $21 million and using COVID funds. And what did the state auditor say?
That's not what they're meant to be for, and if you don't use it for an intended purpose, we're going to be on the hook for the federal government for $21 million.
For $21 million. And,
And who pays for that? Iowa taxpayers.
Yes, well, what do you know? I mean, it all comes down to the fact that, if you be fair, be real. I mean, we have...
Be civil.
Look, I know we've gone through, there's no mask mandate, and we've tried to keep things open, and yes, and that a lot of those things are good, but I think the fact that, we're one of the two states, Iowa and South Dakota still are two of the three states, two of five, Wisconsin and Illinois has been surging, Wisconsin's been surging, all the states around us have also been surging as well.
Illinois has a mask mandate.
And they've got a mask, there's a mask mandate, there's only two states that don't have a mask mandate, that's Iowa and South Dakota, that's why two of those two states have been continuing to surge. We're going to take another break, 754-1490, you want to jump in on the fun? You can.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
I like Le'Veon Bell. I've had him on the show. I think he's a gamer. If you're a skill person in the NFL, do not leave Andy Reid. You got Sean Payton. If you have Russell Wilson, if you have Aaron Rodgers, Take a little less money. You don't leave Russell Wilson as a wide receiver. You shouldn't leave Aaron Rodgers. Don't leave Andy Reid. Do not leave Sean Payton. And don't leave the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Colin Cowherd.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Tom Courtney raised his hand and swore an oath when he served his country in the Air Force and his community on the school board and in the legislature, helping pass middle-class tax cuts, wage increases for working Iowans, and expanding health care coverage to thousands in Southeast Iowa. Now, Tom Courtney's stepping up again to stop politicians in Des Moines from cutting health care coverage and to protect Iowans with pre-existing conditions. Tom Courtney for State Senate. But Tim Goodwin, he has his hand out, and special interests like big insurance are forking over cash to get him elected. Their plans would kick over 200,000 Iowans off their health care, raise premiums for the rest of us, even let insurance companies deny coverage for pre-existing conditions. Insurance and health care interests have big plans to make even more, and Tim Goodwin is their man.
Authorized by Tom Courtney, paid for by the Iowa Democratic Party.
You've got a long list of people on your shopping list for the holidays. We've got a long list of gift options at the BidOnBurlington.com holiday auction. Preview week starts November 1st. Auction week starts November 8th. We've got gift items and gift certificates from local stores, including Aaron's, the So-and-So Shop, Musician's Pro Shop, Martini's Grill, Your Dream Home Furniture and Floors. Shop for delightful gifts and certificates from downtown Burlington businesses, including Bent River Brewing Company, Gypsy on Jefferson, Red Screen Door, Mutt Musical Instruments. Outdoor enthusiasts will be thrilled with something from American Outdoors, Mrs. Doe Pete's Bucklures, Nick's Cycling and Fitness, Flint Hills Golf. We haven't forgotten your pets. Check out items and certificates from shops including Bark and Play Daycare and Suites, The Bark Spa, Horse and Hound Country Store, Preferred Pet Containment, and more. Whether you're looking for a present or stocking stuffer, holiday gift ideas abound at the BidOnBurlington.com Holiday Auction, November 8th through the 15th, with a special sneak peek week starting November 1st. Go to BidOnBurlington.com to register to bid today and check back regularly as new items pop up daily.
What an appropriate song.
Money, money for nothing.
Money for nothing, hey. Actually, money is not for nothing. Money is for favors. Quid pro quo. Dollars spent on campaigns get paid back in one way or the other. Would you agree with that, Mikey? Is that is that too? Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, and
I mean, you look at a scandal going on right now in Illinois, and that's incredibly apparent.
Illinois is Illinois. We're talking about...
For reference, I'm referencing a current scandal where the Speaker of the Illinois House, Mike Madigan, apparently had a deal with ComEd where they get favorable legislation in exchange for jobs for his supporters.
Gee, Madigan. You know, I've heard that...
Illinois politician being corrupt?
Never. I've heard that name before many times.
He's been the Speaker of the Illinois House for years.
And I've heard that he has also done a lot of deals over the course of those years. And Illinois' governors have a track record. You go to the governor...
Five or six of them in prison.
It's their first step is being in the governor's mansion. The second step is going to federal prison. Right?
Yep. Five out of six.
All right. Anyway, we're on the naughty list for...
I think the only one who hasn't been to prison in the past few years is Bruce Rauner.
Yeah, well, yet.
Yeah, that's the last time.
Say that again. I didn't...
So he still has time.
Okay.
Yeah, that he does.
Yeah. Well, maybe hard time.
Well, Blagojevich is out of prison now.
That's true, he is.
And he said he is not going to go back to practicing law.
And he is writing a book, and I think he's also, isn't he hosting a radio show?
Yeah, actually. No, it's a podcast.
Oh, it's a podcast, okay, yeah. How to pull the wool over people's eyes and get away with it, or not get away with it, I guess.
Well, I mean, man with a more ridiculous toupee than the president.
It would be great if he told the truth, you know. If he just came out and started a podcast like, yeah, I took this money, this is how I did it, you know. Blagojevich, it happens all the time. I know a bunch of other people that do it. I'll tell you about it.
Rod Blagojevich is the only man who has a worse toupee than the president.
Well, one of the things that I would say is that this debate over the $421 million that the debt... that Donald Trump has. Do you have any idea what kind of a book the money that Donald Trump is going to get when he's no longer the president of the United States?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, take a look at these. Look at how Bill Clinton has done pretty well since
he's done pretty well for himself
since he left the office, and Hillary certainly has. I mean, yeah, even Ronald Reagan was being paid $1 million or $2 million a speech. So yeah, I think Donald Trump. I don't think we have to worry about his finances. You know, I mean.
He also now, for the rest of his life, will have private security paid for by the taxpayers.
That is exactly
another
right.
Another thing that he won't have to pay for. So.
Right. Yeah.
Become president just for the entourage, I guess.
I wonder, do you think he might possibly be open to any other? He's a businessman. And think of the business prospects that he has just by around the world that he's going to have around the world when he's out of. If I was him, I'd probably want to be out of office, cashing in his chips. But
he's going to make a bunch of money as soon as he gets out of office. There's a bunch of things that he can't legally do right now because he's the president. And as soon as he's not
president anymore,
he can just, you know, take the brakes off of it and let that money train start
that
rolling.
That legality
in.
Yeah. Will not
it's
hold
gonna
him back.
It's going to be a money train.
The gravy train is rolling back through.
Money for nothing.
Yeah, I mean.
And chicks for free.
Well, think about all those red hats.
I'm sorry.
Take about 10-15% off there.
I'm sorry, but that sort of goes along a little bit as well. I bet some of that
Steven,
is.
Steven, most of the United States, it's illegal to buy a woman. I just want to make that clear.
Okay, all right.
I'm
being facetious, obviously, but, you know, no. We want to, as I said, it's going to be interesting what happens. And that the big question I have is the same question that I said before, and that is, will we know on November 4th, will we know how the election, I'm talking about the presidential, will the presidential election be done? I think the statewide races and things like that, the ones that we've been following, those I think will be decided, but I really don't know about those either.
I think it'll be decided. I don't think it'll be so close, you know, come down to one state. I think it'll be pretty obvious who the winner is. The other person might complain about it, but I think it'll be pretty obvious.
All right. Let's hope. I hope for all of our sakes, you are right.
Me too.
Sam. Right. Have a great day, a great Thursday. And Robin Johnson in. He'll be joined tomorrow by Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.